Here I want to discuss the more recent history and theory of archaeology, beginning in the early 1900s and continuing to the present. It might seem a stretch to describe things a century ago as recent, but I'm drawing a line here with the development of archaeology as a professional discipline. It was around the turn of the 18th to 19th centuries that saw the founding of the first academic departments of anthropology and archaeology, as well as the first full-time positions for archaeologists with museums like the Smithsonian Institution and the Peabody Museum at Harvard. We'll focus on four main periods or theoretical schools: the culture history period, early 1900s to 1960s, the processual period, 1960s to 1980s, post-processual period, 1980s to 2000s, and the recent period, which has been termed processual plus. You can think of these as both periods of time and major schools of thought. The temporal divisions between these are not so clear-cut, and there is often some overlap. For example, in the 1980s, there were proponents of both the processual and post-processual schools, and they argued a lot.